course, medical care. On Friday, we told you that more than 200,000 cases of coronavirus had been confirmed worldwide. Last night, there were roughly 320,000 cases. We said last week there were over 10,000 cases in America. Now, there are roughly 30,000. The numbers come from Johns Hopkins University. Part of the reason they've increased so much is obviously because the virus has been spreading. Another part is because more people are getting tested, though in many areas of the world, including parts of the United States, there aren't enough testing kits to keep up with demand. Tests are crucial to help medical officials keep track of how and where the disease is spreading and to isolate those who have it. COVID-19, the novel coronavirus, first broke out in the city of Wuhan, China in mid-December. One question that's kept coming up since it started spreading internationally, what about this year's Summer Olympics and Paralympics in Tokyo, Japan? They're scheduled to be held starting on July 14th, and Japan has spent more than $12 billion to host the events.
The Olympic torch is now on the ground here in Japan, but even though it's a sunny day here in Tokyo, a dark cloud hangs over the future of the Summer Games.
This is not what Japan was hoping for. A scaled-down ceremony as the Olympic flame arrived at Matsushima Air Base. No crowds, just a few officials, and two of Japan's most famous Olympians lighting the Tokyo 2020 torch.
The games are still set to begin in late July, in just over 4 months. Japan is hoping for a comeback from the catastrophic earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown at Fukushima 9 years ago this month.
Tokyo.
Japan's spirit and economy desperately needed a revival. Tokyo 2020 was on track to be just that. The novel coronavirus pandemic changed everything.